News yesterday that downtown Prince George could be getting a new condo development, and the proposal is for a six-story building at 6th and Quebec near the Civic Center and the Four Seasons Pool. Housing has been seen as key to revitalization of Prince George's downtown, so CBC's Andrew Curiata stood beside the empty lot and asked people if they could imagine living there.
No, I live out of town. I live out in Nestlake on property. I wouldn't live in town.
Do you think people would be willing to move here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see it. As long as it's low rentals for people who can't afford a lot. So I guess I can't see why not they can't do the rentals here, like apartments or whatever they're going to do.
Six-story condo.
Six stories. Well.
What about you? Would you consider it?
Yeah, actually. It's within walking distance to a lot of businesses and that. I do live on the outskirts, but I do come into town quite frequently. I have lived in town before. So this is a good area because it is close to recreational. There's a swimming pool, library, and stuff like that. It's within walking distance. So.
Maybe under the right circumstances.
What would those circumstances be?
I don't know. I guess I'd just have to be looking for something like that, right? It would have to work with my job, with what I want. Personally, I'd probably rather be, you know, in a place with some land under it. You don't have the space you're looking for, and you don't have a, you know, if you want to have a little dog, you can't do that, or a big dog, or really anything, right? And then you're always under strata. You got to answer someone else's rules in your place.
Yes. Everything is almost in walking distance. That's the key to an ideal community.
Yeah, why not? It's been empty like this now for a long time, so it's downtown, it's close to the banking, it's handy. Especially at my age, it's, you know, you can walk to the banks. And six-story, this is one, two, that's pretty high.
People in Prince George weighing in on a proposed condo development for the downtown and just one of the new housing developments in the downtown core. Just a few, though, and according to our next guest, that is what Prince George needs. Marlene Morris is the co-director of the Community Development Institute at the University of Northern BC, and she's been studying Prince George's housing stock, and she joins me now from the Prince George studio. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning, Russell.
So a bit of a mix of response there, but from this, it seems like this is the sort of development that's suitable for someone who's not necessarily family oriented and probably doesn't want pets or at least large ones. How much of an interest rate do you think there would be in a condo development like this?
Well, when we did our housing study, we found that the population in Prince George really is changing. We've got population aging, which means that we've got more seniors. And in fact, we've got a lot of people whose kids have left home and they are looking to downsize. And that population is probably going to double in about the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. We have got smaller households now. Young people are not having as many children, and they're having children later in life. And we also found that Prince George is going to have to attract a lot of new young workers to take up jobs that in the new sectors that we're growing in the economy, and also to replace all of those retiring workers. So when you look at that combination, you realize that an apartment that is downtown. Close to amenities, as one of those commenters mentioned, close to recreation, close to shopping, banks, pools, the Civic Center, a library. That's exactly what they're looking for.
But I suppose sometimes the dream of Prince George that is sold to folks in Vancouver or larger centers is that, hey, you can come up here, buy a plot of land, you can put a McMansion on it, and you can have lots of space, things that you can't do in the bigger cities. I mean, how many families of three do you see with playrooms for the kids that are as big as some apartments? I mean, is it a very specific appeal for these kinds of condos or potential apartment rentals?
When we did our study, what we found is that it will be important for Prince George to ensure that it has a robust and diverse housing supply that meets the mm-hmm. needs of people across all ages and all incomes. So we do need that ability for families to come in and create these big houses. houses. They may want the big house on the big lot, and it's great that Prince George can have that particular option and offer that. But for people who have a different lifestyle, maybe they're people who move around a lot because of their jobs. They're consultants, so they're in different communities in the north for several weeks every month. They might be, as I said, seniors who want to travel a lot, so they want a place that they can lock and leave. Those we need to be able to offer options for those people as well. And if we can offer those kinds of options, then we can attract and retain more people here in Prince George, diversifying our population and therefore adding to the robustness of our economy.
How would you describe the gap between what Prince George needs versus what it has?
Well, Prince George has been remarkably successful in terms of its housing market. I mean, when you think about the housing here, about 65% of it was built before 1980. And so it was actually built at the time when the last big population boom happened. Mm-hmm. And when we had that population boom, Prince George intentionally built housing to attract families, young families, who would be the workers in the new industries. And so we were remarkably successful in matching our housing stock to the population. We just need to reimagine that for the coming decades. And so as we do that, we need to be able to take fill those gaps and create a wider range of options.
Marlene, just to wrap up, I mean, so much of this type of condo development does get snapped up by investors, people who don't intend to live in these properties, but they snap them up as investments. They wind up renting them out to other people. What's the likelihood that actual small families or professional couples and individuals would get a good crack at these condo developments before they're bought up by investors?
Well, it may be bought up by investors, but then they're put on the market for rental, and so and then the kind of people we want to be able to offer housing to mm-hmm. actually will be able to live there. They're just not the owners. If people are interested and if people are concerned about snapping up, then they have to really be seriously looking at getting in line really early to be able to purchase it. But if investors are snapping them up, they are still putting them on the market and renting them out rather than having it as an ownership property. And it still fulfills that market niche that we thought needed to be created.
Marlene, it's fascinating. We'll see what happens with the development. Thank you for joining us on Daybreak this morning.
Thanks, Russell. Safe trip home from Prince Rupert.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Marlene Morris is co-director of the Community Development Institute at the University of Northern BC. We're curious about what you think about this one. Is more downtown housing something that Prince George really needs? How much do you think it will succeed? And is it something you'd consider for yourself? 1-866-340-1932 is our Daybreak message timeline. And you can also email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.